News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Federal Reserve's made its first interest rate cut of the year. Saka Magani has details.
It was a quarter point drop, with the Fed projecting two more cuts this year amid labor market concerns. The central bank's focus has shifted quickly from inflation, which is still higher than it likes, to jobs, with hiring grounding nearly to a halt.
We see that the labor market is softening, and we don't need it to soften anymore, don't want it to.
Chair Jerome Powell says the Fed faces a challenge with weaker hiring and elevated inflation. It's also facing political pressure, with President Trump demanding far bigger cuts.
They should listen to smart people like me.
New Trump appointee Stephen Miron was the only Fed policymaker against the quarter point cut. He pushed for a half point. Powell says Miron was alone.
There wasn't widespread support at all for a 50 basis point cut.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Seth Sutel has Wall Street's reaction.
Stocks rallied briefly and bond yields fell, but the trading turned mixed amid uncertainty about how aggressively the Fed will be able to continue cutting rates going forward. The S&P 500 fell a tenth of a percent Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 260 points. It's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.3%. Seth Sutel, New York.
After a day of royal pageantry, Britain's King Charles toasted President Trump and the US-UK special relationship at a state dinner at Windsor Castle. Danica Kirke reports it was Trump's second state visit.
State visits in the first place are really rare and unique things. They occur just twice a year. But Trump is getting a second one here at the cozier confines of Windsor Castle, given that absolute rock star treatment as only the royals can do.
After that state dinner, the president took to social media to announce that he plans to designate Antifa as a major terrorist organization. This is AP News. Let the debate begin. Julie Walker has the finalists for this year's Toy Hall of Fame class.
Trivial Pursuit, the Star Wars lightsaber, Furbies, Cornhole, and even snow might join the Toy Hall of Fame. Chris Bench at the Strong Museum says the cardboard box and even sand have been inducted in the past.
Every now and again, we want to include something that people play with, but isn't a manufactured toy.
He says they had more than 2,100 nominations and whittled them down to 12 finalists that also include Battleship, Catan, Connect 4, Spirograph, Slime, The Scooter, and Tickle Me Elmo.
There are not a lot of surprises. What is more of a surprise is, you mean that hasn't been a finalist so far?
Honorees will be announced in November. Julie Walker, New York.
There's more news and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thank you for listening.